Christ is risen. Alleluia. Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song. The first reading for today explains God's intent that the salvation Christ had won by his suffering, death, and resurrection was indeed for all. Peter had proclaimed to the God-fearing Roman Cornelius and his entire household that faith in the sacrifice of Christ was necessary for salvation. Some Christian Jews were offended by Peter's actions, still believing that observing the dietary and ceremonial commands of the Old Covenant were necessary for salvation. Peter here explains what God had made clear to him, that salvation is offered to all. We then celebrate with the motet, "Salvation unto us has come."
A reading from the 11th chapter of Acts. Now the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began and explained it to them in order. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey, and reptiles and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the voice answered a second time from heaven, 'What God has made clean, do not call common.' This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. And behold, at that very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel stand in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life." The psalm appointed for the fifth Sunday of Easter is Psalm 148. We hear a musical paraphrase of the psalm in the setting, "Praise the Name of the Lord."
Army beyond the rise, praise the Lord, and children close to his heart. Praise the Lord, young or old, that his saving deeds may be told. Praise the Lord, you rulers, kings and princes, bow down to him. His name is exalted, and his glory fills all the world. So let them praise the name of the Lord forever and ever. Let them praise the name of the Lord. So let them praise the name of the Lord forever and ever.
John describes the vision in which he saw a new heaven and a new earth, the new Jerusalem, prepared as a bride for her husband. This is the promised perfect abode with God, prepared for all the faithful. We sing of this in Jerusalem, my happy home.
A reading from the 21st chapter of Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage. And I will be his God, and he will be my son.
The Gospel reading takes us back to Maundy Thursday, It seems odd that Jesus here speaks to his disciples about now being glorified. But God's way to salvation required the sinless death of Jesus so that he could be raised again in glory. He then gives a new commandment, "Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." This is expressed in, "O Bride of Christ, rejoice." The Bride of Christ, the Church, was referred to in the epistle reading. The individual members of the Church are given the command to love one another as Christ loves us.
A reading from the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
The members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 a.m. This is followed by Sunday school and Bible study for all ages. For more information about the many opportunities available throughout the week at St. Peter, please call 574-896-2025. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Christ is risen. Alleluia.